Well, we're up here in Darwin. I'm sure Brad Davidson would like to join us up here in Darwin, but he's got plenty of work on down there in Sydney. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You're right. I was hoping to get to Darwin this year, actually. My parents are up there enjoying the sunshine, and I was supposed to be up there for a punters club day, a couple of punters clubs I'm in, but unfortunately we decided we'll wait till next year and do a trip. So not this year, but it's definitely a carnival. I'm looking forward to getting to it. It's probably the next one for me, so looking forward to next year, hopefully getting up there and enjoying that.
Well, there's a lot of punters clubs up here. We've run into a few of them while we've been here in Darwin since Saturday, and we're having a wonderful time. But Roheran made a return to racing on the weekend. Was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good win there at Randwick on the weekend. I made the point afterwards on social media that this horse was going to jump out of the ground, I think, back onto a dry surface. All the mounting yard experts said he had plenty of improvement to come as well. So nice to see him back at the races. It wasn't the strongest field that he took on there at the weekend, but he was pretty impressive. He got the job done in stylish fashion. And like I said, I just don't think he's a real wet tracker. So I think getting back onto a firmer surface, you'll see the best of him. How good he is, I'm not 100% sure. He's probably around that listed Group 3 level at this stage. Where he can get to, we'll wait and see. But this is a horse with plenty of upside and one of those returning that looking forward to seeing how they progress.
And Brad, on the weekend, a couple of the things got home. You mentioned Roheran and Mandela, but punters did it tough in the other races.
A couple of tough watches there, wasn't it, on the weekend? True Detective in one of the earlier races missed the start and then got to the outside and just couldn't really misstead there. So for those who took the short odds, pretty disappointing. I think if you're on that race 10 times, True Detective probably wins about 8 of them. So it wasn't a lot of luck there for the short price favourite. And then later on in the day, the real disappointment was Cyber Intervention. He was the one that a lot of punters circled around, third up 1,800 metres off two really good runs. And he just didn't fire at all. I know he over-raced at the back of the field off probably a slow tempo, but he was definitely below his best there. I think he's going to go back to the trials now as well, which I'm pretty sure the connections there were pretty keen to back up this weekend. So whether that ruins those plans, we'll wait and see. But very disappointing for Cyber Intervention fans. Punters weren't happy there. He was on the drift and performed poorly. But, I just think that can happen in racing. I think he was always going to drift. He got in very short in the morning. So I backed him on the way out. I wasn't perturbed by the drift. I just think he had one of those off days. And I'm quite confident he's a horse that will bounce back next time out. He's too consistent to do that.
Yeah, there's some nice races coming up over the next couple of weeks and months as we build up to spring.
Yeah, we're starting to see, I suppose, the first week of it this weekend, aren't we? The Group 2 Missile Stakes, the listed Rosebud, so the Missile Stakes for the sprinters there over the 1,200 metres, always a good race. And the listed Rosebud for the three-year-olds as well. I've made mention several times that these three-year-olds are going to be, I think, a very, very good crop. We saw True Detective, the young three-year-old, take on the older horses on the weekend and should have won, and he's probably not, at the top of that list at this stage. So there's a host of them that have shown a lot of ability, and it'll be fascinating to see how they all line up against each other in the Rosebud this weekend and continue to do so in the coming months. But also looking forward to that Missile Stakes, Stand Away for Age race Group 2 there. Yeah, we're starting to see these early races that are where all these good horses return and head towards the spring races.
Brad, we wish you were here, but Laurie's had your share already, so it doesn't matter. We'll see you next year.
No worries, guys. Enjoy up there. And we'll be able to join you next year.